Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Hope you're doing good. Well, in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about facing fears and why it is very important to consistently keep facing your fears. And I'll get straight to the point. You see, many of us have so many fears, you know, guiding our life, and we are not even aware of these fears. If we ask ourselves, what is the difference between us and, say, some really so-called great people, like, say, Mahatma Gandhi, or Martin Luther King Jr., or, say, even Barack Obama, you know, like, why is it that they're wielding so much power, or why is it that they're, you know, successful in such a big way, say, compared to us? If you look at that, at the core, you know, of course, there are many, many differences, and there are just so many things that, you know, they might have done differently. But one core thing that comes up, one difference that comes up is fear. The difference between people who achieve at the highest levels and people who don't is at the core fear. So it is this fear that keeps a lot of people stuck where they are, and it stops them from living their best life and, you know, really creating an impact on this earth. Now, I can hear you say, I don't have any fears. Like, what fears are you talking about? I'm talking about the tiny, tiny fears that flood our life. For example, say the fear of public speaking, the fear of speaking up in a meeting, the fear of criticism, you know, the fear that what will other people think about you if you express your true opinion, the fear of expanding your career or business way beyond current levels. How would you feel, you know, if you actually expanded your career or business way beyond current levels? Wouldn't that be scary? You know, say if your income became 10 times what it was right now, if everything became 10 times, including your responsibilities, you know, and including the number of people you were leading, if everything became 10 times, how would you handle it? Wouldn't you be scared? The fear of doing anything new that you have not tried before, you know, how will it turn out to be? If you fail, what will other people say? The fear of asking your boss for a raise. The fear of believing that you can truly be anything that you want to be. What if you, you know, took a piece of paper and wrote down how ideally, you know, your life should be? Really, what your dream life would look like? What if you wrote that down on a piece of paper and then realized that, well, your current life is nowhere near that? So the fear of knowing that you may actually be living a wrong life, or a life that's not the best life you would actually like for yourself. The fear of not being accepted by your friends and family and neighbors if you truly told everyone the truth, you know, and didn't hide anything from anyone. So these are all the fears that so many of us have. In fact, you know, all these fears are almost taken for granted. Like, we assume that they are always there. But the truth is that to achieve anything great, to go ahead and excel in any area of life, you will need to let go of these fears. Imagine Gandhi, you know, just saying, oh, I won't say this in my speech, you know. What will people think? Or imagine him, you know, thinking, what if I preach my idea of non-violence to people? Oh my God, you know, no one's going to listen to non-violence. Like, everyone will say, just shut up. And what if Gandhi thought, who am I, you know? I'm nothing. I'm just one person. Who am I to really talk about non-violence and creating movements based on non-violence? So, you know, Gandhi had to face all those fears. Do you see that? Like, we see the end result when great people achieve great things. But behind that, there is always the facing of deep fears, deep-rooted fears, fear of criticism, fear of what other people will think, fear of being greater than you ever thought you were. So this is the fear I'm talking about. And what I am trying to say is, my point is, to excel and, you know, to be outstanding in any area of life, you will have to face tons of fears. So how do you do that? You know, how do you open up and expand beyond your fears? Well, a simple way to grow beyond your fear and to truly live your best life is to inculcate the habit of facing one tiny fear a day. Now, this is something that I've been trying, you know, since a long time, and it's really, really helped me. You see, facing big fears is difficult, but facing tiny fears, just one tiny fear a day, is very good. And the advantage of doing that is that your courage muscles, they keep getting exercised every time you face a tiny fear. And that slowly, you know, over time, allows you to trample even giant fears. You see, fear basically comes up when you want to do something deep down. However, you're afraid of doing that. So let's say you want to give a speech and address an audience. You know, you would truly love to do that. But let's say you're afraid of doing that. In that case, you can, you know, break that fear into tiny parts and face one tiny fear a day. For example, on day one, you can just address four people, you know, you don't know, four unknown people. You can somehow create an opportunity to address four unknown people. Say, another tiny fear could be, you could speak up and make a very important point in a meeting, even though you know that you might be criticized for your point, but you can boldly make that point. That's another tiny fear. Yet another tiny fear would be in a party or when in a get-together. You can actually state a point and initiate a conversation when there are around 10 to 20 people around. And finally, you know, one fine day, you may get to the point where you can address 50 people, then 100 people, maybe 500 people without the fear of criticism. As you keep facing one tiny fear a day, slowly but steadily, you will surmount even very big fears. Ask yourself, how can I be a bit more true to myself, you know, a bit more just the way I am, even with my friends, my family, and my neighbors? A bit more than you already are. Maybe you're hiding something even from your closest friends. So how can you face that fear and open up a bit more? How can you do tiny things that you truly want to do in life but are afraid to do? Similarly, you can overcome the fear of what other people think of you bit by bit, you know, by facing some tiny fears. For example, during a conversation with a friend or, you know, in any conversation, maybe even at work, try being a bit more yourself. Try saying things which you know you truly want to say, but which you're afraid, you know, that your friend or your colleague will actually criticize or judge. Still say those things. Similarly, if you want to say dance, you know, or express your feelings when you're in public, try doing that. Even though you know that passers-by may look at you and they may, you know, make faces and they may think badly of you. The point is, try to do things which you truly want to do, but which you're a bit afraid of doing because you're like, what will other people say? Make it a point to do one tiny such thing every day. Let me talk to you, for example, about how my life changed as I started facing my fears. There was a time when I was a complete introvert and I was very, very shy. You know, I was so afraid and so wrapped up in myself that I wouldn't talk to almost anyone. I went to college, and in college, I would generally keep to myself. I would only be in my room. I would maybe interact with one or two people. That's when I decided I want to expand. I want to grow beyond myself. I want to do something in life, you know, create some kind of impact. And I realized that my fears were stopping me. So what I did was, at that time, I decided to face one tiny fear a day. I created this Word document where I would give myself 10 points for facing one tiny fear every day. So the first day, what I had to do was interact with two or three new people and initiate that interaction. That was my first fear. Then some other fears included, say, the fear of talking to girls or the fear of volunteering for an event that was happening in my college campus. But slowly, as I kept facing these fears, I reached a stage where I actually became the cultural secretary of my campus. Then I started anchoring events, you know. I started public speaking. I started organizing events like singing competitions and quizzes. And what is more, you know, slowly as I faced my fears, I reached a stage where I even refused to sit in my college placements. You know, college placements means, you know, when you're about to graduate, you generally apply for jobs, and that's called college placements. So I even did something completely unconventional. I had that courage to do that because I was slowly facing tiny fears along the way. So from a very shy kid, I became someone who interacted with a lot of people, someone who could speak in public, and someone who could also make some unconventional decisions. And that happened because of that one tiny fear that I initially faced. So I encourage you, you know, at whatever stage of life you are in, you can just go ahead and take a piece of paper and write down some tiny fears that you can face every day. All these tiny fears will take you more and more in the direction of, you know, the person you truly want to become, but are afraid of becoming. And before you know, you will expand. You will start doing great things. You'll start achieving at a level you never thought you could achieve at. So, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, you know, in this podcast episode. Keep facing one tiny fear a day. Keep doing things which make you a bit uncomfortable, but which are truly important for you. Small, small things every day add up. So, well, all the best. And to get more such updates, you know, to get picture quotes, audios like this, and more articles in your email inbox, you can subscribe by email at personaldevelopmentisfun.com. All the best. Have a good day.